Well, hello, guys. We all know that modern femmes are completely delusional. They're selfish, self-centered, and it's all about them. And here's a femme who's made a list of what she wants in a future husband. And I'll be honest, a Christmas list from a six-year-old child would be more realistic. But let's quickly go through the list of this entitled femme. Loves me deeply and puts me first. Well, not a surprise there. The whole marriage will be about her, not him. Financially successful, 300k salary. She's kind of narrowed it down a bit there. She could have said 50k, but no, 300. Generous and spoils me. Oh yes, this femme definitely has the princess syndrome. Wants to be treated like, obviously, a child with gifts and everything. Sophisticated and enjoys luxury. Well, if this guy was sophisticated, he wouldn't be anywhere near this femme. But I don't get enjoys luxury. All luxury means is money, doesn't it? Emotionally intelligent and confident. Notice she didn't just use the word intelligent here. Emotionally intelligent. Well, I've met loads of femmes that are emotional, but none of them have been very intelligent. So I don't think they go together much. Chivalrous and protective. Oh, she wants him to be kind of like a man then. At least in one respect. Ambitious and disciplined. I guess that means he's on 300k, but she wants him to be ambitious and get more. That's understandable, of course. Family-orientated and well-connected. What does that mean, sort of thing? He loved his mother or something? Well-connected means he's got rich friends as well, and she can leech off of them as well as him. Fit, attractive, and well-groomed. God, this guy's got to be 10 times better than Superman. Takes control and makes plans. Well, I'm sure as long as they don't differ from her plans, I guess. Because let's not forget, it's all going to be about her. Keeps his word and values trust. Well, he should have those traits because she certainly hasn't got them. Supports my goals and lifestyle. This guy's going to be doing an awful lot for this femme. How the hell is he going to get time to go to work? Fun, outgoing, and socially respected. Obviously, she wants him to have a lot of friends and they can go have parties all the time. But only with the people that got, well, money. Which seems to be the main theme of this whole thing. Prefers privacy over social media validation. Okay, she don't want him to go in on those porn sites or being online anytime. And I guess it's obvious that video games are out of the question. Because that would take attention away from her. Loves travelling and fine dining. Well, everybody loves travelling. Fine dining is a bit expensive. But this is all about money, so that's why that's in there. Sexually disciplined and loyal. Once again, he better have those traits because she certainly isn't going to have them. Especially the loyal one. Handles pregnancy prevention. No hormones for me. Oh, I guess she doesn't want to have any children then. So she wants to play a wife, half a wife. Well, not even that. I guess this femme just wants to have fun. A child would kind of put an end to that a bit. So why would the man want to marry her in the first place then? This type of guy's already got everything he needs anyway. And it sounds like she'd just be a needy pain in the ass. And a complete drain on his finances. And offering him nothing. And of course she doesn't want children, so I don't know why he'd bother marrying her in the first place. Makes life easier. Maid, chef, etc. Now does she mean she wants him to cook and clean up as well, or maybe they're going to get a maid in? Because he certainly won't have time to do any of it. He'd be doing too much for her. So she doesn't want to have a baby. She doesn't want to do any cleaning or cooking or anything. Sounds like all she wants to do is basically party and have fun and go on holidays all the time. On his money, by the sound of it. I think she's looking for a sugar daddy. The older, the better. Well, I might answer this, actually, because all those things are just like me. Well, no, they're not. Nobody's like this. There's nobody out there like this. This person is living in a femme's dream head. And that's why so many femmes are going to be left on the shelf. And they already are sitting on the shelf. And the shelf's got an awful bend in it. Of course, the reality is that males nowadays are far better off without a femme than with one. And femmes today are not only as crazy as a fruitcake, they're dangerous as well. And they're always after one thing. Money. Your money. So walk away today, gentlemen, if you haven't already. The list should tell you everything you need to know. You take it easy, fellas.